Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good Monday morning to you. It's about 8:40. We're looking at 45 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on AM 1340, FM 100.1, the free WRHI app. And you can watch us on the Facebook page of WRHI and the Facebook page of CN2. And you can also watch us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102. If you live in the town of Fort Mill, you've got a vote tomorrow. It is for a school bond referendum. It's a $204 million school bond referendum within the Fort Mill School District. And we have got three individuals here. They are part of the Keep Our Schools Stronger Citizens Committee. We have got Jan Martin, John Gordon, and Travis Mayo. And good morning to all three.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Present and accounted for.
Check, yes. Check, and check. Well, I hope so, because they have a busy day tomorrow.
Jan, we're going to start with you. The ultimate goal tomorrow is what?
To get people out to vote and have them make an informed decision. So we want to share with what the bond includes, and so there's no misinformation, and just have everyone go and exercise their right to vote.
Well, with that being said, it's a $204 million school bond referendum. What is it calling for?
It's calling for a brand new middle school, a new child development center, early childhood development center, and some technology upgrades, some land acquisition, and some large maintenance projects.
So folks tomorrow will vote either yes in favor of the question or no opposed to the question, and that's straight from the sample ballot.
That's correct, and it's the only thing on the ballot.
Oh, that makes life easy.
It sure does. Well, let's pass it. Travis, we were saying earlier, what is the impact if it comes down to the no? The alternative would be the mobile cottages, if we got it right.
Mobile learning cottage, yes.
There you go. What does that impact look like if it doesn't go through, which I know you never want to think through, but they need to hear the other side.
Right. Well, if you drive around Fort Mill, you know that Fort Mill is changing. It's growing. You're seeing new developments go up, housing developments. And what that means is more students in the schools. And at some point, the schools just can't, if there's too many students than there is room in schools. And so either you can have a bond vote, which is has to happen by South Carolina law. If the school district needs to build more schools, it has to go to a public vote, and then they get the funds to build schools to help house the students. If you don't, then you still hit that capacity. There's more students than there is space in the schools, and then the route is you have to go to trailer classrooms, because that's the kind of shortcut that schools can use, and they use their operations budget. Money that would be going to pay for teacher salaries goes to trailer classrooms.
Well, we've also seen within the Fort Mill School District enrollment freezes, and that would, again, the addition of a new middle school would, it sounds like, would help in that regard. Now, folks might be scratching their heads to Alex's question a moment ago. We get a bond, it seems like, every couple of years within the Fort Mill School District. Why do you have to go that route versus maybe some might just say, can't you just go to the bank and get the money and get the loan and just do it that way as well?
The district uses all the tools at their disposal. One of them is the bond referendum, which is again, by South Carolina law, it's the one route they can go. The only other route is impact fees, which the district has been using and utilizing. And that was a big deal a couple of years ago that I know a lot of the public was involved in. And so when new houses are built in the Fort Mill area, the developers have to pay an impact fee. And those impact fees have actually completely paid for a new elementary school in Fort Mill. And so if it hadn't been for those impact fees, we'd actually be seeing a bond tomorrow at closer to $280 million. So the district is taking money, pulling money from where they can, trying to ease the burden on taxpayers as much as possible.
We're going to bring in John Gordon. John, you've been described as the millage man.
Yes.
So
yes, thank you.
with this school bond referendum, people want to know, well, then what is it going to cost me as a homeowner, as a taxpayer in the Fort Mill TKK area? Break that down for us.
Sure. So right now, the Fort Mill School District, and as far as school debt goes, is 74 mills.
Worst case scenario, what they're projecting is adding 15. The last time they did a bond referendum, the Fort Mill School District projected 14. They only added 3 mills the subsequent year and then started going down and retiring that debt. So for a $400,000 owner-occupied home, we're looking at somewhere, worst case scenario, $20 a month or $240 a year. So, and again, we've had some folks say it's going to raise your tax bill 20%. That's not all the way true. It's going to raise, worst case scenario, the debt service portion of that 20%. And that's just a line item in your bill. So we ran the numbers. In worst case scenario, it will raise your property tax bill 6% with no other adjustments. So we just want to clear that out for some folks because, yeah, you can get to that math, 20%, but that's just one line item. I think on my property tax bill, I have 18 different line items that I'm taxed on. So wanted to clarify that.
We also want to clarify who can vote tomorrow. That right. seems to always be a question. So who is going to head to the polls tomorrow to vote on this Fort Mill school bond referendum?
So the complete Fort Mill school district boundary lines, and that includes, you know, Fort Mill proper, TKK, and everything unincorporated around that. So if your kids would go to Fort Mill school district, you have a vote in that, whether you have kids in the district or not.
We're speaking with several individuals, part of the Keep Our Schools Stronger Citizens Committee within the Fort Mill School District area. They're looking at voters will be faced tomorrow with a $204 million school bond referendum. We should say that Jan, John, and Travis, you're not school district employees. Again, you all are either graduates of the Fort Mill School District, you either have some kind of connection within the Fort Mill School District, or kids are currently in the Fort Mill School District. So what was it for you three, John, we'll start with you and go down the line, that you became so passionate about it? Not only did you want to get out and vote, that you also wanted to serve on this committee.
So I was raised in a public education family. My mother and father were educators in the Clover School District. I have two older sisters that were educators. So I remember sitting around the dinner table hearing my dad as an administrator and my mother as a classroom teacher. I took that. My sisters took a different route and went to education. I did not. But I understand the importance of public education, and it's a investment in our future. I have two kids in the Fort Mill School District. One of them, both of them, attend Springfield Elementary, which is on a freeze. So I do understand that a vote in favor of this is going to be a vote in support of our teachers and all the folks that are working hard every day to educate our young people. So that's why I decided to do it. I think when they asked me, I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then really getting into it, it's a lot of work, but it is very well worth it. So.
Jan, how about you?
Well, I am a graduate of Fort Mill High School, and both of my children came through the school system. I've always been an education advocate and, of course, been very close with the school and things that are going on with the school with our, you know, being located in Fort Mill. And so for me, it's, you know, a lifelong learning.
Fantastic.
And then Travis?
Yeah, and I represent a different part of the demographic. I represent the new part of Fort Mill. So my family, we moved here 7 years ago to Charlotte, and we looked around, where are we going to live in the Charlotte area? And Fort Mill stood out by far. It was the best, and the reason being is because of the school district. And so I have two young kids. They're both in elementary school at TKK Elementary, which just got out of a freeze. And one of the things that's important to me is I want to keep the high-quality education in Fort Mill. Public schools are important. And not only is this a vote in favor of the great work that the teachers and the administration are doing in Fort Mill and the results that they're achieving that you can see in the test grades and the graduation rates, but it's also my house prices keep going up because Fort Mill is in demand. And one of the reasons we're in demand is because we have such a high-quality school system that stands out from the rest of the area. And this vote tomorrow is a way to help make sure that continues.
Well, as we wrap all of this up, folks can go to keepfortmillschoolstrong.com. And I know the biggest question is, where do I go to vote? You have a perfect tab. You can go straight to that, look up your county, all of that stuff. But for folks that maybe aren't tech savvy, where can they go to vote tomorrow?
You usually go to your usual polling places, or you can go to scvotes.gov, and you can find where your poll is there.
And again, perfect. Polls will be open from 7 to 7. That's right. A typical election. Well, again, this is the Fort Mill School Bond Referendum. Vote is tomorrow. It is Tuesday, March the 19th. It's $204 million. You've got two of the largest components of that referendum would be a new middle school. It'd be your seventh middle school, I believe, in the Fort Mill School District, and an early childhood center, as well as some other items. When you go to yorkcountygov.com, you can click on the sample ballot. I'm reading through it right now. And again, there's two questions. Yes, in favor of the question. No, opposed to the question. And again, we'll let you speak. I'll just lob it up there, and one of you just take it. Speak to those folks that are on the fence, that are like, I like what I see in Fort Mill. I just don't know if we have – maybe I'm on a fixed income. Maybe I just don't – this is a tough time right now for me financially. What can you say to them when they're looking at the end of the day to say, wow, we need to get out there and support our students in our school district?
Anybody? You want to take it? Sure. No, I think we hear a lot of stuff. We've been doing a lot of these presentations, and we want people just to make an informed vote. Of course, we want them to vote in favor because I think this is best for the long term sustainability of our school system, home prices, the high standard of living that we're expecting in Fort Mill. So a vote yes would be a vote in favor of that. But again, at the end of the day, we just want folks to make an informed decision and what's best for their family. And we want everybody to get out and vote.
Well, do your research and your homework. If this is the first you're hearing about it, you have all day to cram before the test tomorrow on Tuesday, March the 19th. But again, you can learn more. And that website again?
It is – oh, I just cleared it.
That's okay.
Lucas.
That's right. You can check out Keep Our School Stronger Citizens Committee.
There you go.
Just put that in the machine and it will come up and go from there. Jan Martin, John Gordon, Travis Mayo, again, they're just some of the folks that are part of Keep Our School Stronger Citizens Committee. We appreciate your time and your passion. Thank you very much.
Thank you.